This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour wrapped up with some record projections for corn and soybeans. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
The final estimate from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour shows record yields for both corn and soybeans. Corn yield is set at 181.1 bushels per acre, while soybeans are at 54.9 bushels per acre. Eastern Leg Tour leader Brian Grady said that while these estimates are just a snapshot in time, he does like how most of the fields look with roughly a month left in the growing season.
Kernel depth seemed really good, actually. I didn't see an issue with that. Some of the less mature, you know, it hasn't had time yet. So that's to be determined on those ears. But generally, the kernel depth was fine.
Total crop production estimates are at 14.9 billion bushels for corn and 54.9 billion bushels for soybeans. As far as crop prices are concerned, Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics said the market reactions to the estimates might get overshadowed by the recent Canadian railway labor strike.
With the pro farmer numbers out and the weather being uncertain, I would say the first couple, 3 days of the week is going to dictate next week whether the beans can go up by themselves without the help of corn and wheat like they did on Friday. If it's raining, I can't see that the beans would be able to do much without the corn and wheat coming in and supporting them. I'm going to play this like the pandemic for my clients. A supply chain disruption, yes, you'll have winners and losers. But overall, like in the pandemic and those supply chain disruptions we had, those problems result typically in lower demand due to higher prices, due to shipping problems, delays on goods. And I'm concerned the funds and the investment flows will treat us like that in agriculture.
As always, our Crop Tour audio comes to us from our own Andy Peterson. Find this story at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.